AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. At the Iran nuclear talks, negotiators continue trying to hammer out a preliminary deal ahead of an end-of-March deadline. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini says the talks with Iran are progressing.
We have never been so close to a deal. Still, we have some critical points that need to be solved, and we will work in these hours over the weekend to try to bridge the gaps.
Secretary of State John Kerry, along with the foreign ministers of France and Germany, are negotiating with Iran's top diplomat. Boko Haram extremists killed 41 people, including a legislator, and scared hundreds of people from polling stations in the northeast, but millions voted across Nigeria today in the most closely contested presidential race in the country's history. According to police, in electoral violence elsewhere, three people, including a soldier, were shot and killed in political thuggery in southern Rivers State, and two car bombs exploded at polling stations in the southeast part of the country, but no one was hurt. Congressman Trey Gowdy, the Republican chairman of a House committee investigating the 2012 Benghazi attacks, says former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton wiped her email server clean, permanently deleting all emails from it. He says she's not produced a single requested new document in recent weeks. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports Clinton's attorney says the State Department is in possession of all of her work-related emails from her personal account.
David Kendall also said it would be pointless for Clinton to turn over her server, even if legally authorized to do so, since no emails reside on the server or on any other backup systems associated with the server.
Meanwhile, the State Department has ordered an internal audit of its record-keeping, part of a top-to-bottom look at the agency's practices regarding email. This is AP Radio News. Later this hour, top-ranked Kentucky plays Notre Dame in the NCAA Men's Midwest Regional title game.
The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame will look to land one of the biggest upsets in college basketball history as they take on the undefeated Kentucky Wildcats in an Elite Eight matchup, with the victor moving on to the Final Four. Notre Dame has one of the best offenses in the country, but is a big underdog against a Wildcats team that is 37-0. Kentucky beat 5th seed of West Virginia 78-39 on Thursday. Kentucky's defense has been outstanding all year, holding West Virginia to 24% shooting in the win. The game will mark the first time Notre Dame has reached the Elite Eight in 36 years. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
Officials confirm an outbreak of a deadly bird flu strain and that it spread to one of the top poultry-producing counties in Minnesota, the country's top turkey-producing state. That's raising fears the highly contagious disease could seriously damage the industry. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.